advancement that I had, that I was forced to make. See, we had a forced promotion rule. And then it was due to that, I had to continue my education on my own. And I have thrown away a whole library of books that I wish I had now, because they're relics.
Hmm. It's having to do with railroad business?
With mechanical business.
I see.
And I've got, with the 33 years and 3 months that I worked on 3 different transportation books. And I've got all 3 of them. And I saw some men with a lot more education than I ever had, and maybe more than what you've got, that they flunked them on the examination of that book.
Is that right?
Little old bitty book. It
must have been a rough one.
Oh, it is. When I wrote my examination, there was 330 some odd questions out of that little old book.
Mm. Have you always been pretty much mechanically inclined?
Oh, well, yeah, more or less. That was even when I was a child. I was one of my childhood dreams was to be a locomotive engineer. So I went to work in 1942, TNP. Continued until through January the 30th of 1976.
So you just recently retired then?
Yeah, I've been retired since February the 1st, 1976, up to now.
Have you always done that? You always been in the railroad business?
Well, prior to that, I spent some 8 or 10 years selling either ice and bread and what have you. But I actually grew up on a farm. I stayed on a farm until 1930 through 1933.
Could you tell me a little bit about the different types of engines that you worked on, the earliest ones?
Yeah, the earliest ones was the TMP had some real old American engine made by the American Locomotive Works, which was considered, which was called a saturated engine. They didn't have any superheater units in them, and they were a very small engine. And then they had another locomotive made by the American Locomotive Works that was a little larger with superheater units. All of the locomotives that I worked on were oil burning. Missouri Pacific had some coal, but the only thing that I had, only contact I had with coal was taking engines off the train and putting them on the train at, here in Texarkana Yard. But when I just about the time that I started to work, just prior to that, all engineers had a toolbox. Had his own toolbox. If